In just a few hours, we'll have the incredible privilege to begin the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Yom Tov where we celebrate our freedom from Egyptian servitude and bondage, but more importantly, the Yom Tov in which we celebrate the creation of our national identity. And the truth is, the entire essence of the Seder night is really captured in one simple phrase, a phrase brought down in the 10th parak of Psachim, Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo Kilo Yatzam Mitzrayim. A person is obligated to see himself as if he left Egypt. And the question is obvious. How am I supposed to see myself as experiencing an event that occurred thousands of years ago? I understand if the Mishnah would tell me, I'm obligated to remember the Exodus. I'm obligated to remember that my ancestors went out thousands of years ago. But that there's an obligation that I have to see myself as if I've left Egypt. What does that mean? And more importantly, how was one able to fulfill this obligation? And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh advances a beautiful and incredible insight. The Rebbe says that the truth is we all leave Egypt, but the Egypt that we leave is often not a geographic one, but an emotional, spiritual one. So he explains the Baal Shem Tov that the word Mitzrayim, which we translate as Egypt, is the same letters as the word Mitzarim, the narrow straits. Mina Mitzar Karasika, I call out to you Hashem from the narrow straits. And the Rebbe says that Yitzias Mitzrayim represented for us the idea that a person could leave behind difficult circumstances and reinvent themselves. Sometimes in life, we think that when we encounter difficulty or tragedy or overwhelming realities, that we're stuck. We can't move by that. Sometimes it feels like the difficult situations of life are like quicksand from which I cannot extricate myself. But thousands of years ago, when our ancestors left Egypt, after 210 years of servitude, they taught us an incredible lesson that you can extricate yourself from the difficult situations in life, that you can leave Mitzrayim, that you can leave your Mitzarim, you can leave your narrow straits if you put your mind to it and if you ask for the assistance of God. Explains the Baal Shem Tov, when we come to the Leil HaSeder, we are not simply remembering a historical event that occurred thousands of years ago, but rather we're taking the power, we're harnessing the power of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of an event that occurred thousands of years ago, and reminding ourselves that we too can experience our own Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Baal Shem Tov, when you get to the Leil HaSeder, when we get just a few hours and we sit down at the table, the goal is to think to yourself, what is my Mitzrayim? What is my Mitzrayim? What is my Egypt? What are my narrow straits? What are the difficulties that I contend with day in and day out? And then after I identify it, the goal is to realize that I could leave it. I can extricate myself. While it is true that there are many circumstances in life you cannot change, but you need not lose yourself in them either. When we come to the Leil HaSeder, the Baal Shem Tov says, Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Yatzim Mitzrayim is not to close my eyes. You see, we often think that it means close your eyes and envision yourself 2,000 years ago in a tunic and a pair of sandals with some matzah on your back entering into the desert. I would venture to say most of us can't do that. But rather what I can do is, Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo, I have to view myself as if I can leave my Egypt. I can leave my Mitzrayim. Ah, you say impossible. Can't be done. People spend an eternity in Egypt. No, they don't. No, they don't. And how do I know that? Because thousands of years ago, my ancestors left Egypt. It's true, they were there for 210 years. And it's true that that servitude of Egyptian took its toll on them personalistically and spiritually. But thousands of years ago, on this very night tonight, they left their Egypt. And if they left their Egypt, I can leave mine as well. And so, my dear friends, when we sit down at the Seder table tonight, we do have to close our eyes. Don't fall asleep. But think for a few moments about what is your Mitzrayim. And I think this year, this question takes on a very different tone and reality. We all have our challenges, but for many of us, those challenges are amplified this year. Whether it's that we're contending with challenges of illness, of relatives who are ill, seeing great people like the Nava Minsk Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha taken from us yesterday. There are many challenges, many questions, many narrow straits. And there'll be many of us this year who are making this Seder by ourselves, who are alone. And when I say alone, I don't mean you don't have your extended family, you don't have all the kids. I mean there are some people who will really be alone. And that's a challenge. But to my dear brothers and sisters who will be alone, I invite you to try to overcome that challenge. To don't lose yourself in the Mitzrayim. It's difficult. And anyone who's going to be alone, we cannot minimize probably the pain and the awesome emptiness and feeling of isolation that many will experience over the course of this Yom Tov. But if you're going to be alone, you don't have to lose yourself in Mitzrayim. A person could sit down on the table and say, you know what? Far from the ideal Seder. Far from anything I ever experienced, and hopefully like nothing I'll ever experience again. But this is the situation I have. And so how do I make the best of it? Don't allow yourself to be lost in your Mitzrayim. And how many of us have been in the same Egypt for so many years, for decades? How many of us have been yearning and pining to leave our Egypt of personalistic circumstances, but have thought it impossible for so long? So my dear friends, when you sit at your Seder table tonight, identify your Egypt. Identify your Mitzrayim. And a lot of times after we do that, that little voice in our head says, ah, come on, you're not going anywhere. You live in this Egypt. You own this Egypt. This Mitzrayim, these Mitzarim, they own you. You've lived here for so long, you're not going anywhere. When that little voice begins to rattle around your head, you shout back, not true. It's not true. Because once upon a time, thousands of years ago, my grandparents were also slaves in a faraway land. And they found the courage to break free. They found the courage to venture into the great unknown. They found the courage to throw themselves into the embrace of God. And together, in a synergistic partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, decided that they can do anything. They could do everything. If they could overcome their Mitzrayim, I could certainly overcome my Mitzrayim as well. Chayiv Adam Liros es Atzmo ki ilu hu yatsa mi Mitzrayim is not the obligation to remember myself as if I was part of a historical event thousands of years ago, but it's to harness the power of an event that occurred thousands of years ago and to change my life today. May we be privileged on this Seder night to fulfill all of the mitzvos of the evening with incredible simcha and incredible joy and incredible level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But may we be zocha to identify the Egypt that has held us captive for far too long and finally find the courage to leave. I take this opportunity to wish all of you a chag kosher v'semeach, a beautiful Yom Tov, an uplifting Yom Tov, a cathartic Yom Tov. Let us hope that in this Yom Tov of Geula, this Yom Tov of redemption, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem our world from the clutches of illness. And may this be the year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems His nation, Am Yisrael, from diaspora, from galus. May we be zocha, all of us together, with our families, healthy and vibrant, to go up to Eretz Yisrael, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, with the Melech HaMashiach at our helm, b'mehirah bi'ameinu. Amen.